Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Can the USA women score enough to beat potent Germany? This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Despite only a 1-0 win over China, the U.S. Women's World Cup team looked far more aggressive than in its previous matches. But can that translate into more goals against high-scoring Germany in the semifinals Tuesday night in a game that has great precedent? This will be the fourth World Cup meeting between USA and Germany, none for the championship. But the winner in each case went on to win the World Cup, the USA in 1991 and 99, Germany in 2003. This time, the red, white, and blue can't rely on a fourth straight shutout from goalkeeper Hope Solo, who has been spectacular in Canada. They have to stay on the attack. Well, 35-year-old Abby Wambach playing in her last World Cup beyond the field more than the last few minutes she played in the win over China. The all-time leading scorer in international soccer may no longer have the speed necessary to keep the pressure on from her forward spot. Still, can Coach Jelenis keep her on the sideline for so long? It's a gamble for sure. The 5'11" Wambach says criticism of the offense is justified, and she points to the constant pressure her younger and faster mates put on against China as the key to finding the back of the net against the Germans. While the U.S. now has a record for holding opponents scoreless over 422 consecutive minutes, assuming that will continue for two more games is fool's gold. With Alex Morgan rounding back into shape and Carly Lloyd as dangerous as any player in the World Cup, keeping up the 90 minutes of urgency applied to China is the key. By opening the game on the sideline, Wambach has become a spiritual leader, pumping up her teammates with fury and an occasional four-letter word during warm-ups. And in light of the recent Supreme Court ruling, the face of same-sex marriage in this country going out with her first World Cup will cap a career that has made her an icon on and off the field. But when all is said and done, if it's better for her not to start and come in to provide much-needed inspiration in the second half of a close match, that's what should happen. Speed is no longer her game, and this is no time for sentimentality. This is our chance.